For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Just want to get a bit of clarity, potentially from you, Davo. If you think I've done the wrong thing here by my beautiful wife.
Okay, interesting.
I feel like in relationships, if you've been in them for a while, sometimes you can not get complacent, but like you're in, like life's busy, you're doing your best, and sometimes communication, you might not be on the same page. And I think that's what happened to my wife and I yesterday.
And I mean, you guys are juggling a lot. You've been moving house, you've got your beautiful son Jack, you've got a lot going on.
Yes. I think it would have been on Monday. My wife's like, hey, I got something from the shops. And we played like a bit of a guessing game, and I was like, Nintendo Switch.
Amazing.
Like a life of bread, you know, yeah. All these different things. And she was like, you really love them. And I got them upstairs at the top of West. And before she'd even finished saying Westfield, I said two pink donuts. And mm-hmm. She said, yes, I got two pink donuts from the shops.
You love the pink donuts from the shops.
And I was like, God, thank you. I love you so much. You're the best. She knows me so well. If she wants to give me a bit of a pick-me-up, a nice little sweet treat, the pink donuts, and I'll give them a shout-out. I don't get a discount, but they are incredible. Flower Boy at the top of Westfield, they do incredible pink donuts. Like, yeah. Think the Simpsons pink donut, that's what you're getting.
You've roped me into going for a walk for one day. You were very adamant that we must go to this donut
and
shop.
And we ate them out the front like cigarettes. Like, I'll smoke.
Shame.
We didn't want anyone to know we were having these giant pink donuts. But she's like, I got two pink donuts. And I was like, thank you so much. I love you so much. Blah, blah, blah. The next day, there's a box in the pantry with the two donuts. And I think, yes, I love my wife. She's the best. So I take the box. And across the day, I've been like tidying up the old rental that we're moved out of. So I had one when I got there.
Great.
Smash that donut. A little bit later, come back to the new house, just chilling out before coming to work, about to have a shower, have the second donut, whatever. Last night, my wife's like, all right, do you want to have our donuts? And I went, our donuts. She's like, yeah, do you want to, where are they? I was like, oh, well, they are both inside me. She went, oh, I bought them so we could eat them together. And I was like, oh, really? I'm so sorry. I assumed I'd been twice as good.
Yeah.
And not once did I ever consider that the two donuts, that one was for me and one was for my incredible wife, who doesn't, like, she'll eat a donut, but it's not like her, that's not like her treat herself snack.
Yeah, and there is a miscommunication here, because what your wife doesn't realise, what your beautiful wife Jess doesn't realise, is that you're two donut Timmy. And when you get a donut, don't just get one, you always get two.
Literally, I thought, when I saw the second, I was like, I must have been really good. I've got twice as much as what I would normally want. So I've got twice. And she was like, oh, it's all right. And I'm like, oh, I feel awful. And I have heaps of these, I call them snackcidents, mm-hmm. where I go snack blind and we'll be sharing snacks. And because I'm just loving it sick,
yeah.
I'll forget her existence completely. And do you, like, with her language of like, I bought two of these.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think.
Your favorite.
Yeah. I think the language, I bought two of these is quite innocent. But like what I said is she's not realized that, no, when you hear two donuts, you're like, that. Well, that's for me, because that's what I always get is the two at once.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would be, if I was in Jess's position there, I would have been absolutely feral. But it's nice that she was kind about it, you know?
Well, the thing was, with the worst part was she said, you've done it again.
Yeah, wow. Yes. Okay, so it's held on. She will think about this again. Yeah.
So you reckon I'm fully in the wrong for that snack accident? Or like if it was a blame, if we had to split it, like give me the numbers.
If we're going to split the blame, I'm going to go 80% you, 20% Jess.
That's pretty good numbers. I'll take that.
Tim and Davo, K-Rock 955.
Huge gives to Curno. Curno's flying shot at goal.
Kicking with Ed Curno.
Yeah, here he is. Former Carlton player, current legend, Ed Curno.
Davo, thank you for the intro again. Tim, good to see you.
Yeah, mate. You're a weapon. He's an absolute machine. Ed Curno comes in here to chat about footy, other stuff. We really have been leaning on a lot of the other stuff lately. But
yeah.
I I'm excited to see you, mate.
I'm not a football expert, is what you're saying.
Played 200 games, you bastard. So we thought you might know a thing or two. But and you do. You do. Now, you are you aware that the Blues lost on the weekend?
Yes, I'm aware. It was pouring rain, which didn't
help. Starting to sound like Davo when the Cats lose it. Just be careful, because there's never just a, yeah, we did.
But we had to have a lesson. Like, it's actually a good thing, Davo. Like, you can't win every week for 7 weeks in a row. Like, it's
that's
crazy
what I've been
what
saying
we're
for
doing.
Essendon.
And that's what Cats are saying lately as well, to be honest. So.
They've been saying that for a little bit too long, haven't they? Really?
All right,
I mean,
they've
had four losses in a row, Davo.
I know, four.
How is everyone in Newtown going?
I wasn't doing well on the weekend, if I'm honest. I was at the Sporting Globe, watching the game, not enjoying it.
Head in hands.
Yeah, they weren't great. I mean, I feel for them a little bit. They had a lot of injuries, didn't they?
Like, Jezza, have you spoke to Jezza since he's broke his collarbone, mate?
No.
Trading farm secrets about how to shear sheep and those things.
We don't all get farms. If you're a Cats player, you get a farm.
Oh, I heard you've got quite the big property yourself.
It's not a farm, Dave. You only get that if you play the Cats. Okay. We all know that.
I'm still yet to find out. I reckon Ed's got a property name. Like, it's not just like my house. It's like Bella Vista or something.
That is ridiculous. It's so untrue.
Do you think that's a massive? Obviously, like Jezza Cameron, one of the best players in the comp. Like, big loss for the Cats. You're probably more in the know about collarbones and those kind of things. Is there a chance he plays before the finals if the Cats end up making it?
Oh, I think he's a massive loss. But what he's shown, he must be so tough, because I think there's clearly something going on with his other arm with
it's
the plate.
Both arms.
Yeah, so he's got two. And he's been able to play with that all year, and he's probably been told he's had to go and get surgery at the end of the year, and they're like, all right, well, do you want to play with it? And he said, yep, I'll play with it, and he just wheels out every week. So it's pretty cool that he's doing that. What Geelong get to do is they get to look at a forward line without Jezza Cameron, which is also exciting.
Snapshot into the future.
Yeah, and so they could do that. Maybe they could pinch a couple of games, and knowing Jezza, he'll get himself back for the finals. And who knows, maybe they find a player or two.
What was the most painful injury you ever had? Because collarbone, that's a tough one. I don't know if you saw the photo of it properly sticking out. Dave, you still refuse to look at it. Like, what's the gnarliest injury you've had in your playing career?
No, this one was probably the most frustrating was, and you guys will laugh, but I fractured my larynx, so I couldn't speak.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah, and then...
Some say you still can't. I don't know.
Dave, I didn't want to say it. But I was out I missed the whole year, and what? I had to partake in voice rest. Which was much...
For a mouthy man like you.
That would have beaten you up.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I had to keep my heart rate below a certain beats per minute so that I wouldn't put stress on my airways.
What?
Like, it was ridiculous. Wow. So I couldn't even get excited. I was like a young, mid-20s and couldn't contain myself. But that was... The first approach was don't speak, don't get your heart rate up, see if it repairs itself. And then, obviously, I couldn't do that well. So then I had to go for surgery and... and get like a little plate in there, and it was just
in your throat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't even like when people touch that. It's not nice.
I like to imagine, because this was what over 10 years ago. Before that happened, you'd be like, "G'day, I'm Ed Kennedy." You know, and like this is like, I want to know what you sounded like before you
Mickey Mouse.
So I'd struggle with my throat. Like when I'm shaving, I really have to, because I always just think of Sweeney Todd and I go, "Well, this is how I'm going to die." it's heaps. So was that like? So you had surgery on your throat.
Yeah. So no, it was different and strange, and then like, you come out of it, and I was meant to get voice lessons and articulation.
Still waiting on those.
So what I was trying to explain. I thought Davo and Tim, your articulation is beautiful. You land your words. I wish I could do that properly, but
and
I
one
just
day
skip through.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Ed, we discovered this week when we were chatting to you that you have a bit of a love for Jurassic Park and for dinosaurs. And Sam Neill, unfortunately, did pass away earlier this week, the beloved New Zealand and Aussie actor, we guess. Mm. But you're a dinosaur man.
Well, my dinosaur knowledge is not as good as the kids, but Jurassic Park's awesome. And Sam Neill passing just sucked.
Yeah,
so that
very sad.
Brought up fond Jurassic Park memories.
Now, the Matter Ladder is... probably the best segment in the history of radio.
I mean, clearly, incredible stuff where you obviously go through different lists, including the AFL teams.
Oh, yeah, we talk about footy in the Matter Ladder and we theme it, don't we, guys?
Well, it's dinosaur themed and we've got some dinosaurs and you've been tasked with assigning a team to a particular type of dinosaur and the traits that they have. So I've got a list here.
Now, yes. Just to peel the curtain back a little bit, is Ed and I don't want to pronounce the dinosaurs, so we're leaving that up to you, Tim.
Yeah. I, no offense, assumed that neither of you would want to say the names of these dinosaurs. Okay. So let's start with...
That's fair. That's a fair assumption, David.
The pterodactyl. Ed, the pterodactyl. Now, if you don't know... If you can't Google it, that's the flying one for a lot of people.
Flies in the sky, nice and high, can be flying like this team, and then can just disappear, Davo, out of nowhere.
Sorry, did you just become Dr. Seuss there?
That was beautiful.
Oh, is that a poem?
Beautiful.
I think it was a haiku.
I got that tattooed.
Gold Coast Suns.
Wow.
They are the pterodactyls of the AFL this season. Okay. They're just flying early, everyone backed them in, and then they've just disappeared in the sky. They're gone.
Brachiosaurus, which is the long neck.
Long neck.
And not a long neck, sorry to confuse you, Ed. The long neck, not a long neck of beer.
The long neck. Oh, beer, yes, yeah. You definitely confused me. Brachiosaurus, so...
Massive.
Huge long neck. So I thought, what team's kind of, and kind of culture supporter base, maybe that's got a bit of a long neck, long nose, bit of... Yeah, we're a bit better than you type setup, so I gave it to the Melbourne Demons.
Oh, I thought it could be Melbourne or Hawthorn. One of the tallest.
Yeah, just Max Gorn as well. Okay. He's got to resemble.
What about the Velociraptor?
I'm sure you'd love
he's
that.
Very tall. What about the Velociraptor?
Velociraptor, intelligent hunter.
You've done so much research on dinosaurs. This is insane.
The raptor there, Davo. Fast, quick, agile. It's got to be the Hawks. They got a lot of little blokes. They run around. They nip at your heels. They got a lot of carry on. They're the Raptors.
We love the wizard.
Yeah. So that's the Velociraptor. Triceratops,
right. So large, frilly neck, protective, big frilly neck. A bit scary, but it's a plant eater. So fussy.
Okay.
So who's fussy? A bit of carry-on with scary and a filly neck like a cat. The cats. That's the cats. Yeah. They're fussy about where they play. They don't like to play anywhere else but Kenya Park.
Would you say they're frilly neck?
Isn't it frilly neck?
Yeah, but it's like made of bones and horns and stuff. And
yeah, but when you look at a big cat, it's got all that big frilly neck around it, all the fluff.
You've never looked me in the eyes more than this moment. Ed, what's
you okay?
Going on?
I'll switch up to Dave.
Beautiful. Stegosaurus. The Stegosaurus.
Stegosaurus. Well, this one was a hard one. Large black plates, spiked tail.
Yeah.
Spiked tail, pretty scary. But then again, herbivore, so it's not really, it's not going to hurt you. So it's kind of looking through the team. Maybe.
I didn't like all three of those.
West Coast.
The Eagles.
A little bit scary, but they're not going to hurt you.
Okay, all right. And finally... The Tyrannosaurus Rex, or as you only will refer to it, the T-Rex.
Yeah, well, before the weekend, it was going to be the Blues, wasn't it? 8 in a row, they would have been dangerous, but they lost. Okay. So we've got to give it to the Dockers, who beat the Swannies.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, they're powerful, so they're scary. They've got the big guys. They got big guys down back, big guys in the middle, big guys up forward. They're scary.
So we got the T-Rex, we got the Dockers. Triceratops is the Cats. The Velociraptor is the Hawks. The Stegosaurus is the Eagles. The Brachiosaurus is the Demons, and the Pterodactyl is the Suns.
Yeah.
And you look like you have learned more about dinosaurs today than you ever have in your life.
If you were a dinosaur, Ed, do you have one that you'd give yourself?
I'm all out of dinosaurs. They're the only... Can I give myself one of the ones I just...
Tim, do you have one in mind?
I think the three of us would be those ones where they ram heads, their skulls exposed, and they run at full tilt at each other, trying to be the strongest. So...
What are you, Davo? Brachiosaurus, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Long blonde hair, long neck.
Yeah, the Brachiosaurus has had beautiful long blonde hair and they were gorgeous. Ed Curno, what a crazy thing for you to say for the last thing on today's segment. We appreciate you swinging by. As always, Ed Curno, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks, Davo.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast. The latest news. The latest fashion. This is what's trending.
I love reality TV.
Well, the survey has come out and said one of the most attractive things a bloke can wear is... Any guesses?
I mean, I'm trying not to be biased by you because I know you love a man in a shacket. Not a jacket, but a shacket.
A flannelette.
So it's probably not a shacket.
Nah.
Is it camo?
Nah.
It can't be camo.
It's not camo. You can't see him.
Is it three-piece suit?
Nah. It is a backwards cap.
No. You're only
protesting because you know you can't sport a backwards cap.
If my forehead was a burger, it'd be a Whopper from Hungry Jack's. Like, I put it on and there's still loosely 15 centimetres of space from the bottom of the cap to my eyebrow.
Yeah.
It's just not built for me.
No, and that's okay, but they are saying that this is something that is one of the most attractive things a bloke can wear.
So it's the worst.
Online study of about 100 women ranging from the ages 20 to 40 years old, when asked about attractive looks on men, they have said that 80% of votes said a backwards cap is hot.
I don't know. Like, it's very 2000s. For me. Is this why you were asking all the blokes at work today to put on the hats backwards?
Yeah.
Doing a bit of another survey.
Just checking to see if it's real.
Know. Maybe all the boys here, all of our heads are a bit cooked because it just... No one really thrived in it.
No, that's okay. It's not for everyone because, as we've spoken about backwards caps before, is that if you are going to wear one, you have to own it. You can't be performative. We see through the performative nature of it. You've got to be confident.
Ed Curno a few weeks ago, with unprompted, he had a cap on and he whipped it around when he was doing some research. He's like, well, obviously I need to focus, so I'll whip it around the back. How did you feel about Ed Curno's backwards cap? Because he's a good-looking man. Can he rock it?
Well, I'd say that 80% of people would say yes, absolutely. 80%.
Dago, I don't care about what 80% of people say. What do we say? I think it looks good.
Well, I think you definitely were very vocal about
it. Davo. Lauren Davo Davidson.
Yeah, he looked great. He looked great. But look, there are a few visual cues as to why this a backwards cap is exciting is because it shows more of their face. It emphasizes the jaw and neck.
Yep. And they can probably skateboard.
It gives a relaxed vibe. So it says, you know, I'm a bit more off duty rather than I'm trying to look polished. It feels rebellious and a little bit edgy. And it signals youthfulness and playfulness. And apparently pop culture has trained us as to why backwards caps are hot.
Next, it's going to be like bright coloured t-shirts and overalls. And essentially, we're describing Dennis the Menace.
No.
We've just dressed Dennis the Menace. Nah, and that is full outfit.
The backwards cap has a huge swagger tick for me, for sure.
Do you think, like, would you wear a few caps here and there? You got a head for it. You reckon you could whip it around the back?
Nah, not for me. It's not for me. I think that would play into a few of the rumours that have been going around.
Be the nicest girl in town.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't, you know, obviously it's giving rebel with the backwards cap. But yeah, backwards caps are hot.
The most stressed rebel you'll ever meet in your life. Man, I don't care, except I do.
Heaps.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.